This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Here we are, Rotatoes. It is Arc 10. That is right, Arc 10, which means the one and only Zach Oyama is back in the GM seat for this particular arc. I had the pleasure of editing this, and man, what a joy. This first episode is hilarious, and I'm really, really quite excited for you to hear it. But before we get into that, if you would like more Rotating Heroes in your life, don't forget that you could get arcs 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. That's right, 5 extra arcs available right now with Arc Barks, no ad breaks, over on the Patreon. Plus, with our brand new tier, you can get up to 3 bonus episodes a month extra. So now is a great time to go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, where you'll also get all the exclusive details on our brand new world that's going to be launching in the new year. Very excited to have you here, though. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for your support and helping us continue to do the show. You're awesome. I love you. Let's get into this week's episode. Take it away, Pastor Zach.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast. I am your host and DM once again for this short little two-shot. I'm hopping back in the Dungeon Master seat while Jasper recently, the new DM, has had a baby. And so we're giving him a little break. We're letting him kick back, relax with the easy, chill time that is having a newborn baby in your house. So we're gonna do a little two-shot with some friends that I'm about to introduce. You might know this first person as a player on the pod previously. Player on the pod is kind of a fun saying that maybe I'll bring back. He's been on 2 arcs already. You know him, you love him. We got Dan Lippert in the house. Dan, how you doing?
I'm excited to be back on the pod as a player.
Player of the pod.
And congratulations, Jasper and family.
Aw. You hear that, Jasper? Who is probably going to be editing this. Thank you.
I did hear that, and thank you so much. Love you all. Bye.
And moving right along to the other, going around the table with the other players of the pod, the rotators / players of the pod, we have 2 new players to the pod. I'm going to introduce you guys both at the same time, just sort of to take the pressure off, because I know it feels like a lot of pressure right now. We have John Mackey and Ryan Rosenberg. Hello.
Yeah.
Very excited to be here.
Excited to be a player on the pod, Zach.
A player on the pod.
I'm excited to be a pop.
A pop, as we call it. A pop.
Now, would we agree that there was no construction going on until you pushed record, and now they just started hammering out there? Or was it going on and I just am noticing?
I think they took a bit of a lunch break, and then when I sat, they saw us pull this table out, get the mic set up, and they're like, we better get started.
Who do you think is doing harder labor right now?
The podcasters or the people building houses on every direction around me? I would say the podcast.
This is exhausting work.
Yeah, I think I would say there's nothing harder than pressing play on record on a microphone and sitting around the table with your friends.
The only thing that's harder than pressing record is pressing play. Actually,
when does the Roach Coach get here?
Dan has been on the podcast before, but John, you and Ryan are brand new to it, John, you've played a little bit of D&D before.
I've played one campaign of D&D with some friends, and then a lot of Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah. I'm diving deep.
I'm halfway through a second playthrough of Baldur's Gate.
Oh my God, you know what the game is.
Yeah, we're having fun.
That's pretty fast. Isn't that a relatively new game?
Yeah, and I played my first playthrough took like 160 hours.
So the second one,
I'm like 60 hours into a second playthrough. So we're clocking in over 200, which in the Baldur's Gate community is actually nothing.
There's people almost nothing at all.
Yeah, people are like, I've played for 1,000 hours, and I'm like,
They yeah. think you are just new to the game.
Yeah, they actually heard me say this just now, and they turned the podcast off. I'm sorry, Zach.
We don't need them. Ran, have you ever played before?
I've never played D&D. Several of my friends do and have, and you know, I've been on the outside looking in, so I'm excited to get into it.
Oh my gosh, well, welcome. Welcome to the pod. Welcome to the game. Welcome to the Thunderdome?
Nice. Yeah.
Well, I guess without further ado, we should get started and jump right back into the story. Sago Glegg's character is Dan.
Which one's real?
We'll jump back in. We're right where we left off with Sago Glegg. In a forest that sort of sounds like, I don't know, mini chainsaws are going off in every direction, maybe around my house, but also in this forest. It's a type of bird, and it's actually calm and chill. walking through sort of the hilly area, you're going downhill from the slopes of Mount Truncus, the city of Pompa Pompa, where you, Grib, saved the day. Sago Glegg is finding peace within the forest, walking silently, seeing the birds chirp as they sort of, for now, sound like chainsaws flying by. Watching the sunlight spill through the trees, kind of doing a walking meditation. Sago, you find yourself breathing in, breathing out. As you walk through this forested area, trying to find your way back to your home, back to Solentport. It's very far away, but you're making it closer and closer every step of the way. As you take these deep breaths, these meditative moments, you hear a ham. Excuse me? We've been quiet for a couple of days now, and, you know, you said I could come with you, and you said it really wouldn't be that big a deal. You really actually pretty much made me come with you. I didn't invite myself along. You see, you're, of course, this sort of turtle priest that you met on the mount, on the top of Mount Truncus. He was at one point just sort of covered in dust, searching for just like any little sips of water. You see him for some reason still with you, and joining you on this journey south.
I'm gonna break my meditation here. Oh,
wow.
Wow,
your voice.
It's a relaxation. It's calmed at least my voice.
Yeah, I think me too. I think we both have chiller voices now.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe you did, but I don't think you... Well, if you feel that way, yeah, wow.
Easy breathing. Wow, we both sound good.
I just felt I needed a little time to reset. I've been go, go, go my whole life. I've been eat, eat, eat. It's been nice just actually taking in the world around me without consuming.
Oh.
And I feel new. I feel like I'm a new Glegg.
Wow, a new Glegg in the flesh.
So if you don't mind, I'll just go back to meditating as we walk, because it has
been. You want to play Would You Rather? Would you rather be 50 feet in a tree and have to jump out and try to make it somewhere safe, or 50 feet underground and have to get your way back up, and then also make out with a sibling?
They're both make out with a sibling, or the second one is just
that? They're both make out with a sibling, so you have to do it no matter what.
I don't really want
to. You have to answer. That's how this game works. It's a good game.
I guess I'd prefer to jump out of a tree.
Oh, gross! You make out with your sibling and jump out of a tree?
This isn't very calming. This isn't... you didn't give me an option there, you know?
Wow.
What about you? Which one would you
I don't have any pick? Siblings.
You're not playing the game right. I'm not gonna...
What am I supposed to do? Make up a sibling? I don't have one.
The whole thing is made up.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
Oh, I have a brother and a sister. Which one would you make out with?
Neither. Ideally, neither.
So you're making them make out?
Where did you get that? You're uncalming me. Sorry, where did you get that? Where did you get that? Never mind. I don't love this game. Would you rather? How about this? Truth or dare?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a would you rather.
It makes me nervous. Truth.
Okay, I was hoping for dare for sure. Truth. What is one of the most embarrassing moments of your life?
Dare. No dare. No dare.
No dare?
No dare. I don't want to do it. He starts running ahead.
All right, way better.
After a few hours of walking, it's been a couple days now on this path with, unfortunately, Kerp by your side. You were told by, she's a tour guide of the area that, like, if you keep going down this way, you'll eventually hit this sort of river head where there's, like, this, like, little small town called Scalding Springs. And you start to see kind of signs of that ahead. The trees, it gets a little more forested as you get closer. But you start to see the beginnings of almost, like, like, if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon or, like, any kind of rocky, rivery place like that, like, it's sort of, like a red rock kind of feel as you walk into this area that's, you start to smell, like, almost like a sulfury smell as you get closer, and you see some wooden signs that point to, Scalding Springs, and then you start to see signs for Swelter's River ahead.
You know, I went from a feast with a cult trying to stop the feast to a huge mountain climb. I think, and now this long walk with you, I feel like something like this might be just what the doctor ordered. A little relaxation, a little calming, a little presence here. What do you say?
I'm all for it.
Great.
When we get into town, you're going to wingman me, right?
I will, but all that stuff you were saying when I was being silent of, like, how to do it, I don't really subscribe to that anymore. That
find the biggest hat you can. And your armor lets you kind of change how its appearance, right? You could peacock anytime you want.
I'll peacock for you once. It's okay. Not going to work.
All right.
I just want to show you that.
Okay.
A lot of my reflection on this past 2 days has been about being yourself, not having to put on some sort of show to try to win people over.
You see he takes a hat out of his bag that has 6 peacock feathers shooting straight back.
Well, you don't have to slick them back like their hair.
It's supposed to be slowed, it's like a mullet.
Long lick.
A peacock mullet.
Yeah. Well, if it works, I would love to pawn you off on a partner here.
Aw, thank you.
You know what, though? If you are looking to hook up, we should get separate rooms.
I don't have much in the way of cash at the moment, so I was really banking on you letting me sleep in the bed.
And I mean, you're pretty big, and I'm pretty big. You were finishing my sentence with on the floor?
Yeah, on the floor.
Well, if I'm paying, I think maybe you would sleep on the floor at the very least. I appreciate you coming with me. I know I kind of pulled you out of out of a desperate situation, but still.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Okay, that's fine. He looks a little upset. It's all right. That's all right.
Don't be petty about it. I think it's totally
fair.
I'm not
being petty. I'm not being petty. He takes his hat off and he puts it in his bag. Let's just get to town and
we can
just figure it out. He's walking a little ahead of you.
You have the same kind of way of showing me you're pissed at me, but then you always get bored and you linger back and you come talk to me
again.
Walking, cut out the middle.
He's like kind of slows down. Would you rather be stuck in a vent? In a building with only your siblings. As you listen to this annoying would you rather, you eventually find yourself on the outskirts of this little town. It's very much like if you're going to the town itself is kind of like going to Big Bear or just sort of any like little mountain town or establishment outside of like a camping ground or whatever, where it's like basically just one strip, almost like a Western town, I would say, like where there's a few taverns, a general goods store, a few nondescript buildings. But at the end of the row, you see that this area, you kind of hear sort of like a rushing noise. And as you walk over to that area, you see like rushing water going down what seems to be like kind of a bigger river. But there's an inlet coming in towards you or towards the town with that's not quite a dock, but you see a bunch of like river boats parked here. They're kind of like long, skinny boats that are made to go down a riverway and just like kind of, it's almost like a houseboat, but for rivers. And you notice that it's like pretty steamy.
Kerb, I don't think that's drinkable water there. Well, you've already listened to the sound you make after each time you drink. It's because you don't like it.
Ew, it's hot. As he says it's hot, you notice the air is really humid. And it's like wicking at your whiskers. It's almost like a gym steam room on the edge of the waters. Kerp's face is just nasty. It's like so much humidity hitting.
My tongue is hot. Hurts.
Okay, well, look, this seems like a nice schwitz is perfect after a long walk. I think this is exactly what I need as I'm processing everything I'm going through and just try to find myself in here and maybe some company.
Hold up. Oh. Excuse me. You look over and you see this guy in sort of like a rain slicker, human man. He's got sort of a red face and you think it's just because he's stuck near this body of water. He's like, hello, I'm the boatman. All the rafts and crafts and any who's its and what's its or trying to get in the water or out of the water gotta go through me. The spike in volcanic activity recently aggravated the sort of geothermal vents around here. So, it's pretty hot over here, so I'm actually going to have to get you guys out of here for now.
Oh, we can't relax at least for a little bit or anything like that? We can't go in for a quickie?
Well, it might get real hot. You go in there for a nice little hot bath, and you could find yourself boiled like an egg.
I mean, I can take the heat. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm Sago Glegg. I don't know if you know my traveling show.
Sago Glegg. Sounds familiar. Roll a insight check.
11.
He was lying. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could go in.
Great. Okay, thank you. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm
but
sure.
You might boil like an egg is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I mean, if it's that hot, I don't know. What would our other options be then?
Well, you can go into, there's the Hothead Saloon.
Sorry, it's just probably my voice has changed a little bit. I think you do know who I am. I know you said you do, but yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I would eat, like, the spiciest Arakokro while interviewing celebrities amongst us.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that.
Awesome. Well, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, he saw it.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
You want an autograph or what?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good, because I'm actually don't need to be famous anymore. I'm at peace with who I am, so this is a good lesson for me.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, you were saying there were other options, the hot.
Well, if you're just trying to get a bath and relax a little bit, you can, if you go into the Hothead Saloon up the way on the main drag, that's kind of the most, that's where I tell most people coming into town to go. It's the most, like, tourist-friendly and honestly has the best food. There's, you know, other options, but that's the one that feels like most hospitable to travelers, I would say.
Best food. I love food, but I'll eat anything. As you and I both know, I eat
everything.
Toilet. Not a huge fan, I guess. It doesn't matter.
You just said
though.
I eat everything. You teed me up wrong.
It doesn't matter.
Get out of here.
Hey, hang on.
He's splashing you and burning
ow,
his hand.
Ow!
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 Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Hey! Ow!
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 Ow! You get, as you splash it, you're not taking any damage, but it does feel like the bath's too hot.
Yeah.
Ow!
Ow! What was your name?
Boatman.
Boatman. Oh, you go by Boatman.
No, my name is Bo. Tmin.
Well, Mr. Tmin, this has been an unpleasant interaction. I'll say that. but you're meeting a new version of me, so I'm going to walk away right now, and I'm sorry I lost my cool.
You look over and you see Kerp is face down in the water. Just like...
Do you know what? So,
oh God! Oh
you,
God!
Steps a guy, you
just like pulling it out.
Help! Help!
I'm so hot.
What did you do? Why did you go in?
I was trying to drink it, and then I accidentally started choking on it, and I fell further. And then
you knew
my body
it was
went.
Too hot.
Look, I don't know. I'm tired. We've been on the road. You stopped doing my would-you-rathers. Let's get some food.
I offered you fresh water on our whole walk, and you said you needed it out of the straw.
Well, I don't want to touch my mouth to the thing you touched your mouth on.
I didn't really kiss my sibling.
Well, I don't know that. Seemed like a guy who jumped at the opportunity to. Like it's your job or something. Kerb starts walking to the saloon. If there's cool people in there, I'm going to pretend I don't know you.
Perfect.
Yeah, Kerp heads out. Do you go to the Hothead Saloon? Or
I'll follow him in, yeah.
Yeah, you walk up the hill. You start walking that way. Meanwhile, we're going to cut over to the Hothead Saloon, where we meet two other travelers. seated at a table in this sort of, standard tavern. It's like... it's got like a warm hearth with a bunch of tables around it. Upstairs, there are like rooms you can rent. It seems like there's a bunch of pipes, kind of like geothermal pipes piped in, where you can kind of smell that sulfur smell because you can rent like the bathtubs in the back and stuff, as that seems to be one of the more touristy reasons to be around this area. You see a bunch of like sailors and river people who have like river vessels parked here. Are all just kind of laying low here while the geothermal vents are going off. It seems really crowded, like the one bar open when it's snowing outside or whatever. Seated at one of the tables, there's this large bugbear man. A bugbear is kind of there's not a bug in it, but it's sort of this sort of bear-like man with these. He's dressed sort of nicely. He's got like a button-down shirt and like a weird top hat and a monocle. But he also has like one of those old-timey mustaches that kind of goes like connects to the mutton chops, but like doesn't have the bottom part. seated on one side of the table, and then across from him, there's a wood elf and a halfling, who I will let you guys describe your characters. Mm. Whoever wants to go first, you could roll for it.
Roll for it.
Sure.
8.
12.
All right.
Okay, so first up, the wood elf, Ryan, would you like to describe your character? Just like what he looks like, what's his vibe, all
so,
that sort of thing.
My name is Strundleteet, and I'm an elf who is short and fat. Unlike most of my brethren, I'm very aggressive and small. And I'm not here to mess around.
Wow. Welcome to the game. John.
And I'm Duder. I'm a halfling. And I'm kind of sitting next to Strundleteet. And I'm kind of like sitting where my shoulder is behind him, kind of letting him be in front of me. And I'm sort of, we're actually a similar size. And I actually, just so everybody knows, I actually met him and thought he was a halfling. And so we became really good friends. But I've got a little rim of hair around the back of my head that I do in a ponytail.
Wow. Nothing on the top, rim around
the
sides.
And just a little few little shards of hair that are sort of around the back of my head. And I got them in a ponytail. And I kind of sit like really leaned in, but kind of like I'm like almost showing off Strundleteet. I'm like kind of like he's my like guy. He's my big bodyguard, which is funny because
you're only marginally smaller than him. You're big for a halfling. He's small for an elf.
Yeah,
you sit around the same height at this table. Duder, kind of showing off his wood elf friend Strundleteet. Sitting across from you, of course, is this bugbear. You look at the table. The table in front of you has three big hearty plates of, like, whatever the kind of the meal going around at this tavern is. Like, I think it's like a big pile of mutton, a bunch of boiled eggs, because it's easy to do that around here. A lot of boiled food, because that's just kind of the easiest way to cook stuff around here. It's boiled cabbage and things like that. You've been on the road for a little while, walking to meet, walking to this town. You've gotten in maybe a day before Sagogleg. Sitting across from you, this bugbear, his name's Shep. He's been really kind to you and kind of has taken you in. He's like, "Well, I'd, you know, I appreciate that it must have been a very hard journey here, and I feel as though it's my duty as one of the river captains around here to show you some hospitality. I think under more normal circumstances and weather permitting, I'd be happy to take you down the river, but with the thermal vents kind of been activated recently, the water is just much too volatile and unsafe to safely make it across the water. But this meal is on me, and I just wanted to hear more about your stories."
"That's so kind of you."
"I could sit here and eat these eggs all day."
"Yeah,
and he will." I was noticing.
"What's the recipe for these things? They're delicious."
"Well, you just put them in hot water. I don't think they put anything
on." "No, come on. There's some seasoning going on in here. There's salt, pepper, I guess paprika. What else? There's got to be some
garlic. These eggs gotta be garlic. Awesome. Some aromatics."
"Yeah, well, I could check."
"Did you do these?
Am I saying that right? Aromatics?
Aromatics?
Aromas.
I think it's aromatic. I think it's aromatic.
These eggs are so aromatic."
"Yeah, these are aromatic."
"And you did these. You cooked these."
"I didn't. I'm not. I don't work here. I'm. I'm a regular here, and I'm motioned over to Denise. You know, who works here." "And
Denise. Oh yeah, I know Denise.
Denise. That's a weird name."
"Is it? I don't.
I've never met a Denise before."
"Yeah, weird name."
"No, I do actually. I have met this Denise. I'm goofing around. I don't think he does know Denise, but I do know Denise. Me and Denise go way back. Me and her, we're really good friends. You could ask her; she could tell you all about me."
He motions over to Denise and it's like,
"Hey, no, I mean, don't do it now, but you could."
"Denise,
do it.
Like, this guy says he knows you. Do you want to say hello to your friend?" And this the bar the waitress comes over and is like, "Hi,
hey Denise. Oh, hey." She's like, "It's me, Duder."
"Oh, hey.
Yeah, you remember me.
Stop hitting me, Duder."
"Huh? Yeah, you remember us. Me, Struggle Teeth, you know, came through the other day.
Stop pushing my shoulder, Duder.
You know us. You've met us. You know us really well." "Yeah,
I must have, you know, we have a lot of people." Shep jumps in and is like, "You were here the other day? You just told me you just got into town."
"Yeah, the other day, it's a subjective sort of amount of time for us. We're both old.
So you've been here before."
"Yeah, we've been here before. Yeah, we've been here before."
"Don't speak for me, Duder."
"Okay, fine. Okay, say speak for yourself then, Strandle."
"I've been here before."
"Yeah.
See, but today I just got here."
Yeah. Shep is just trying to figure out what to do. He's like, kind of remember you guys coming up to me and saying, "We're lost. We've never been here before." And
I'm a citizen of the world. I feel like I've been everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
When I walked in, did everyone not welcome? Did everyone not turn and stand and salute?
I don't know if you were looking. Everybody turned and stand and saluted us.
Yeah, there's I sneezed like right when I walked
50
in.
50 people in here, and he's like, "I don't." Okay.
"Look at that guy right there. You see him across the bar?"
"Hey!
What's up?"
A guy across the bar with an eye patch, just kind of drinking a mead, looks up at you from the bar.
And you know me.
That's a look of recognition.
He looks behind him like he thinks you're pointing to someone behind him.
No, you. You.
He does this joke all the time.
"Yeah, we know you. You know us."
"What's my name?"
"You don't know your own name? Jesus Christ, this guy is..."
"Just like this guy that remembers us." "Yeah, just like him."
"Just like him."
Shep goes, "Okay, well, it's, I guess you've been here before." "I guess I was wrong. So I like to talk to people who aren't normally from town and just see what's going on outside of the world, or what's your
story."
"That's
us, that's us."
"Yeah, yeah, so... I mean, I can start. I'm a river captain, and I love to navigate these waters, you know, weather permitting, and or, you know, I guess geothermal activity permitting."
"You're right."
"And you know, when the weather is like this, it gets pretty crazy. You know, we're kind of landlocked for a beat. It feels It'll take a little while to get out of here, but I've been doing it for 30 years.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
Long time, yeah. Yes. That's incredible. Yeah, we've been friends forever. You know, long, long, long time. 20, 25, 30.
Maybe 100 years. 100
years, maybe. We've been around for 100 years together.
100 years.
Yeah, both something of like us. That. Yeah, we've been friends since 100 years ago.
Well, we mostly like to hang out in the woods.
Yeah, we're woods guys. We do. You could call us business partners, I guess. I guess we do everything kind of together. Any kind of deal, it's either 50-50.
Wow.
I mean, 50-50.
And what kind of deals are we talking about?
Pine cones for wood.
Yep. Yeah, we'll sort of go around, pick up all the pine cones out in the forest, and we'll...
sell them for wood.
We'll tell people it's kindling. Kindling!
Well, what is a pine cone if not a seed for future wood?
Yeah. Wow. What's the deal? Why you got so many questions about us, buddy? Look,
I'm trying to have a conversation.
What's with the third degree?
Yeah, kind of you want to like know about me?
I'm sorry, I will... Hey, another round of drinks for
how
being
much would
in
you
hospital.
Pay for this pine cone?
That...
It's big. It's really big.
I see? It's one of the bigger pine cones I've ever seen.
That's right.
You know, if I go outside, I'm pretty sure I can find a relatively similarly sized...
Not around here. We found them all. We burned them all.
I guess I'll,
there's only three seeds for trees left, and they're all in my bag.
I guess I would, I don't know, one silver piece? Will that...
What's a silver piece do? What's a silver piece do? All right. Yeah, we'll do that.
This guy's money. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take that.
Okay. It's kind of.
You know what? Actually, you said one silver piece. You give us one silver piece for the pine cone. What about like 50 silver pieces?
No.
Deal.
Okay.
No. Pleasure doing business. Put some money back in his pocket.
I got a plan here.
There's plenty of other seeds.
I know,
there.
But I got a plan here. You don't say no.
Undeal.
Yeah, undeal. The deal's back on the table.
I don't agree.
How about this? 50 silver pieces, and then I'm going to try to cast suggestion on him.
Okay. you cast suggestion. Tell me what he has to do to make a save.
The wisdom of 14.
On a nat 20, he looks up at you and he's like, he grabs your arm really tightly and you feel his like muscles bulge. Like, he's dressed really finely, but you feel like this is covering something. And there's just sort of this real brutal strength to his grip as he grabs your arm. And he's like, I would like you to know your place and remember where you are. For this is my town. These are my people.
I was goofing around.
And people disappear in the river all the time.
Yeah, ain't gonna be me. I'm goofing around.
Have another pine cone.
Yeah, we're joking around with you.
Okay.
You said nothing? You said the deal was nothing on these?
Nothing.
Yes, second one free. Buy one for anything.
I don't want
free.
Your fucking pine cones.
Nah, okay.
They're nothing.
I need you to relax, okay?
Looks like this guy's gonna rip your head off.
Yeah, do something about it.
He lets go of you and he's like, listen, you're right. I should chill, but just know that that the people of Scalding Springs are not to be trifled with.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Do not mistake our hospitality for weakness.
No, of course not. No. I want to make it clear. I was goofing around with you. I knew. I wanted you to know that I was doing that. I wanted you to know that I was trying to mess with your brain.
I'm going to go hit the head. And he goes to use the bathroom and cool off a little. And you see him just like kind of just like trying to cool off. Fucking weirdos. As he goes to the bathroom, you see entering through the kind of saloon doors, backlit, just like light coming through his lion mane all the way around his head. Just kind of shaking it out, almost like a, I don't know, I would say like a Kurt Russell sort of vibe in the hair. This beautiful, towering lion man enters.
Shut up! He heard you do that noise.
Sorry, when I get attracted, I make angel noise. I don't know.
Holy crap! Look at this thing.
It's a beautiful.
All
man.
The heads turn. Everyone's like, "Whoa! Is that it? Who is that?"
No big deal.
Is that a centaur?
Yeah.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Running right up to you, you see this human man. It was the guy who was at the bar with the eye patch. It's like, "Hey, do my eyes deceive me? Is that
the one fellow that would like to, beyond anything else, would like to keep beating.
Yes, that's me. Keep eating. Always nice to meet a fan.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to be rude.
Oh, my God. It is you, Sago Glegg.
Well, you know, I'm trying to escape this kind of
thing. Oh, my God.
Are you all right?
He's crying. What? I've never dreamt of meeting a celebrity, not merely one like you.
Well, we're just normal people. I get up every morning and eat a big old 20 egg breakfast just like you.
Oh, it's just like me.
Oh, you cry. I see. Oh. It's kind of, you might want to pull up the other eye patch. It's this pulling one's up filling behind up. There.
Just a bunch of water just spills out of his face.
I had no idea how that worked. That's interesting to see.
It keeps going. That's one part that keeps working. The eye is still there, too.
Yeah, you did say, do my eyes deceive me? And I didn't want to say, oh, they're both there. But now that I guess you said
if,
it, I guess
if we want to break it down, does my eye deceive me? And does my other eye feel sympathy deceived?
I'm glad you weren't that specific, but I'm glad we clarified it. Always nice to meet a fan. Yeah, Sago Glegg. How about this?
Do you need anything?
Oh, well, I was gonna say let's have a little bite together. Okay. You can tell all your friends you had a meal with the Sago Glegg.
Had a meal with Sago Glegg. Well,
what's your name?
My name is Garf, and I'm I'm sort of one of the biggest river pirates around here. You know, or you know, pirate's a strong word. I don't do anything illegal, but I like to say I travel the high seas. That is the river, and it is tumultuous. But tumultuous, is that right?
If you meant tumultuous, then no. If you meant something else, then like a mix of two words, then maybe it is right.
Yeah, people around here say tumultuous. Listen, you can sit with me, and I can figure out how to pay for you.
Oh, no, don't worry about
it. I can figure it out. No. I really want to do something for you.
Don't worry about it.
Denise! He runs off and he's trying to figure out your dinner order. Kerp is behind you with his hat on. He's like,
kind of a bunch of dudes here.
Kerp, it's not... it was 2 days walking. It's not like you haven't... I guess you were up on
those
mountains
for
a while.
2 days for me, though?
Oh, it's tied up because you have a lot of sex, Kerp.
Oh, I mean, you said it.
I'm sure, Kerp. When I found you were kind of lonely and dusty and...
on that mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sort of just self-imposed.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was in the town, they called me sort of a ladies' man.
Really? Well, I bet that's true, and good for you. Good for you, buddy.
I'm going to do a lap. Kerp goes in. You see him just slowly shunt through all the... Like, there's not enough room for a big turtle man to just kind of go through these little tables as he kind of wanders through.
Kerp, that's a mop you're flirting with over there.
Oh, hello, skinny. Why are you doing a handstand?
Wait, what does he think? Because the top side of the mop...
Why are your feet so hairy? And your head so bald, skinny?
As Kurt flirts with the mop.
He's twice as confused as I thought he was.
Sago, you come in and you see this is sort of crowded bar. Garf is trying to figure out your order. There is an open seat at the moment at the table where you see a wood elf and a halfling.
Trying to stay a little bit anonymous and shape and energy wise, these guys seems like they could be fans of mine. But I'll
yum, 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 yum. Slow down.
What? It's 30 eggs.
Yeah. Who cares?
You just know what happens when you eat stuff so fast. It comes back up as fast as it goes down.
Yeah, I barf it right out my nose. Yeah. You're right.
It's like this loop. It like goes in your mouth and then it comes out of your nose and it's just all over the table. Just, geez, calm down, right? These people around here are going to think we're crazy.
You ever seen a bird? You ever seen a bird eat?
Me? Of course I've seen a bird eat. What
sometimes
kind of
they eat the regurgitry.
They eat the regurgitant.
Yeah, the regurgitant tastes good.
No, don't do it.
Sago goes to like an open table, or not an open table far away, but like a chair that's...
Hey, hey, where are you going?
Excuse me, is this chair, is someone sitting here?
Yeah, that's my wife's chair.
Oh, she's in the restroom, or...?
She's in the bathroom, yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, buddy! Table's open here.
Sago, you see this half-elf, I mean, sorry, this halfling waving at you.
Come on!
I kind of, like, ignore the wave because it's still kind of the corner of my
eye. I see you!
And I kind of, like, lean against the wall.
Ah, hey, get off me. A really tall man dressed like a tree. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I honestly thought you were a mob.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry. A drink on me.
Okay. Go get it. I'll go get it. I'll come back and I'll get you to pay for it. You see this basically pillar move across the room.
I decide to sit next to these gentlemen, but don't really engage with them yet. I just kind of take the chair.
They're right. You're like sitting at a table in like a New York restaurant where you're just so close to everyone.
This is a good egg. Holy crap. You had these eggs yet?
I just walked through the door. It's my first time here. Yeah.
Take one.
Of yours?
Yeah, take one. Why not?
You know, your friend was kind of eating right out of the plate, mouth to egg. So I just say,
I'm offense, sanitary. But, yeah. They say I have cleaner spit than a dog.
Who's they?
Science.
Yeah.
Little wood scientist.
Yeah.
Well, even so, I think I'll pass, but I appreciate it. Well, I do.
I see you have a little cut on your arm. You want me to lick it? It'll heal it right up.
No, thank you.
It's cleaner than a dog's mouth.
I did say no, and you're right there. That's not a lick. That's okay. A suck. Please, get off me. Please.
No, I'm sorry for my friend. He's a little hungry, obviously.
Yeah.
We just had a little bit of a run. I didn't mean that wasn't a comment or anything. It was just stating the reality. You're a little bit hungry. I'm a little bit hungry.
You're right.
Well, nice to meet you, Miss Sago.
Nice to meet you. What brought you around here, huh?
What's your name?
Sago.
Sago?
Sago. Sounds familiar.
Sago.
Yeah, you...
Paneer.
Sago. Oh, no, you're thinking of a spinach-based, I think, no. Food.
Oh, wait, are you the guy that, do you do the little sock puppet when you're the little fight with the traveling show with the two guys that fight? You put on a
no, you're thinking of Sago.
Most countries call it football, but you're Sago?
Yeah, you're Sago.
No, but nice to meet you guys. I don't think I'm any of those things, but thank you. Nice to meet you.
Sorry. I'm Deuter, by the way.
I just had a kind of long, exhausting walk and was around somebody who didn't really have a lot of boundaries, so.
Oh, okay.
I saw you walk in with that cool guy. Peacocking. That guy, yes.
Yeah.
Kerp's in the corner getting yelled at by three guys. He's doing the, like, his hands are up, like, he's don't hit me, don't hit me. And there doesn't seem like they're going to hit him.
Yeah, that's Kerp. I wouldn't say we're friends, but we are together right now. We're traveling together. But we're just on a little, I'm trying to get back home, and we're just on a little break here. I was hoping to hit a spa or something. You guys like a schwitz?
Oh, I'd love a schwitz.
Yeah, I was hoping to rent one of the rooms upstairs. I heard some crazy stuff happens up there.
What do you mean?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Baths.
Anything
ladies.
Yeah.
Snacks. sleeping if you have enough time.
Yeah.
I could kind of get one or two of those things being crazy, but snacks and sleeping seem pretty normal.
You should see how this guy snacks. It's pretty crazy. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't catch your name. Sorry.
Strundleteeth. Hi, Strundleteeth.
Strundleteeth.
I'm tired. I was thinking of a trundle bed. Excuse me. Strundleteeth.
Yeah. You can call him Teat. You can call him Strund. I do.
Don't
both.
Speak for me.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's just your name is kind of long, and sometimes in
you're
in
not the, my rep. Just so you know, you're not my rep.
I get it. I'm not. I'm just trying to make your life easier by making it easier for me to make friends. You got a name that's so
it's
long.
So
it's
funny. Every time I meet twins, it's like an old married couple the
twins?
Way they interact. Yeah.
We are sorry. Not twins. We're actually no blood relation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought
I'm
you
not
were
a halfling. I'm no. A full being.
Yeah. He's an elf. I am a halfling.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I know we're not really supposed to ask each other's races.
Yeah, so. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, I didn't. I said
what race are you?
Well, I'm a Leonin, but
okay. You see this like table next to you just kind of trying to scoot a little away from your table.
What race are you guys?
Yeah.
What race are you guys?
We're humans.
Oh, of
so
course.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, figures.
Explains a lot. You guys stink.
They just kind of look away.
I'm starving. What's good here?
The eggs.
The eggs are delicious. They are aromatic.
I never really heard anyone say that about the eggs anywhere.
Yeah. It was a shock to us as well. You got to order at least order one or two eggs.
I've never had such a complex dish in my life.
No, they do.
As you are talking about what to eat, you see a plate come land in front of you. It's got the boiled eggs, boiled cabbage, a lot of the boiled stuff, and like the mutton that people have been eating. And Denise says, "Compliments of that man over there." And you see Shep raise a glass to you from afar, and he's like, "Keep the seat."
No worries, Shep. We can trade. It seemed like you were kind of closer to here before.
I can't hear you. enjoy staying in the town and ask me if you have any questions.
Thank you so much, Shep.
Shep's a good guy. He's a real good guy, friend of ours.
He almost broke my friend's arm. He's so strong.
Yeah, but we were doing a goof. It's a goof that we
just do from a one-handed squeeze.
You look at his arm and it's really red.
You see the indentations?
Yeah. It's going to be a bruise for sure.
Forever.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't apologize.
I think that plate was kind of for me, and I'm a little hungry. I'm sorry.
Moments later, you see Garf coming forward with like a plate that has one egg on it, and he brings it down. He's like, "Oh, you already got one. Oh,
no, I'll take
this.
Thank
you,
Garf.
Thank you. Let me know if you need anything. If you're trying to." I'm one of the river captains around here, so of course I can help you with that, that kind of stuff. Let me know anything you need.
Do you know much about lodging here, or are you more river-related stuff?
I can figure it out.
Well, no, I don't want to.
I can figure it out.
It seemed like even just this one egg really stressed you out, so no worries.
I'll figure it out. He runs off.
Oh, thank you, Garf.
That guy needs to hit one of the upstairs rooms. Calm himself down. Do something crazy.
Snack room? Okay, yeah. Oh, man. How long are you guys here for? I'd love to just... everyone's so nice here. I would love to, like, relax, but, move through eventually.
You know, we're men of the world, We don't like to stay anywhere too long. We're here as long as we need to be. That's really that's kind of the way that we live our lives.
Yeah, when's the next time the wind's blowing?
Yeah.
You move with the
that'll
wind.
That'll sweep us out of town, maybe.
Yeah. It's an expression, but also kind of literal. Yeah. We'd love to.
Yeah, I used to be like you, but I find that sometimes being a man of the world is just a way to self-describe yourself as unable to hold a relationship down.
Man, I'm sorry you've had that experience. Ours has been different.
Okay, yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, it's not us.
You see Kerp has completely put himself in a shell with a bunch of peacock feathers coming out of the end, and people are just kind of looking at him like... Like a guy just is like curled up in a ball for no reason on the ground.
Hey, who's that lady over there with the hair?
That's my friend Kerp. You saw me come in with him earlier.
That's the peacock guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind him without a head.
You have been listening to Arc 10 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you've enjoyed this, please don't forget to leave us a review. On whatever app you are using, it really helps us find new rotators and bring them into the family. And don't forget, if you want more Rotating Heroes goodness in your life, we have an amazing Patreon with all the goodies, including off-leash episodes, ad-free episodes, Arc Box, where we discuss the episodes, artwork drops, you name it, it's all over on the Patreon. So go ahead and check it out. Thank you so much. We will see you next week.